Terry Lynn in Sacramento, California, listening on 1620 AM. Terry Lynn, your question for Father Joseph Fessio.
Yes, and what the previous caller just mentioned, that, and you said the norms of the church, those are the things that we're having, and we're from a big family. My father built a church, Catholic church in Sacramento in the 50s. You know, we're very Catholic, but we kind of strayed away from the Catholic church because of all these man-made rules. And, you know, we just, and I personally, I went to the Lutheran. It's like the Protestant Catholic Church is what I call it. But my other main, my main question is, why is it that Mass, to me, it's more of a ritual than it is service, where I'm learning the Bible through the Lutheran Church, but I never have learned the Bible in the Catholic Church. I've learned all the rituals of the Hail Mary, the Nicene Creed, you know, things that we learned as children, but I never knew the Bible, and neither did my family. That's my question.
All right. And are you still in the Lutheran Church now, or you come back to the Catholic Church?
I do. I go back to the Catholic Church once in a while, and I won't take communion, but because I'm not a faithful Catholic. But I do love the church, the Catholic Church. And the other sense of it, I do love the rituals. But it, to me, it just seems like that's all it is. And when I listened to the priest give his Mass, I didn't really learn anything. But I learned all the rituals and, you know, the whole, the Mass. But I just never learn.
Well, Terry,
about
that's a good, that's an excellent question. Now, I may go into the break by answering this, but if we do, we'll come back after the break. But it's interesting, you know, in Jesus' own life, most of it he spent up in Galilee teaching and healing. And then he came to Jerusalem at the end of his life. And as he entered the city, there was a hosanna, and they greeted the Messiah. But then he was crucified. He offered a sacrifice for our sins. And so the life of Jesus, if you look at it, is a teaching and healing ministry in the early part of his life. And then his sacrifice and his giving himself to us as the Eucharist at the end of his life. And the link is at Hosanna. Well, the Catholic Mass is exactly patterned on that. The first part of the Mass is didactic. It's a teaching element. You have the readings of Scripture. And then the homily is meant to explain some of that Scripture. And then you have the Sanctus Sanctus, Hosanna in the highest, the link that comes to the Jerusalem ministry, which is the sacrifice where Jesus offers himself on our behalf, taking our sins upon himself to the Father as a reparation for our sins, and then turn comes back to us as our nourishment and our food. So that's the whole Mass there. And the Mass every day and every Sunday has large sections of Scripture in it. In fact, one of the beautiful results of the Second Vatican Council was to increase the amount of Scripture readings that were at Mass, both by the three-year Sunday cycle and by the two-year weekday cycle, so that now, by going to Mass as a Catholic, especially if you go to daily Mass from time to time, you have almost the entire Bible read to you. And if you prepare for Mass, you read it yourself of a study group. So it may be true, Terry Lynn, that in some parishes there's less emphasis on sacred Scripture, but there are so many Catholic resources for learning the faith. For example, a thing called formed.org. If you go to formed.org and there's a section on Lectio, where they go through books of the Bible. So there's been much greater emphasis in the last couple of decades on formation in sacred Scripture in the Catholic Church. But Scripture and ritual, Scripture and sacrifice have to go together. And that's what the Catholic Church does. And what you have in the Catholic Church, you have sacred Scripture inspired by God, just as the Protestants do, although we have a few more books than they do. But you have something in the Catholic Church which you do not have in the Lutheran Church, the body of Christ, the bridegroom giving himself to you, body, blood, soul, and divinity. And I love many Lutherans. I love the ritual they have, the love for the Bible, but they don't have Jesus fully present coming into our lives as our nourishment in the Blessed Sacrament. For me, I would die rather than give that up.
Terry, that doesn't sound convincing to you. Is there?
No. Not quite. I just like I said, I love the Catholic Church, and I do love a lot of what it stands for, but there's also so many negative things that I can't become a Catholic fully. And if I can't be if I can't dedicate myself fully and completely, then I shouldn't be Catholic, because that is what Catholics are. You're either fully committed or you're not.
Yes, but so because Judas was an apostate apostle and a betrayer, you won't become a disciple of Christ because that was a negative part of Christ's band of people? What about Mother Teresa? What about Pope John Paul II? What about the holy priests, the holy nuns, the holy families that are there? Hey, of course there's evil in the Catholic Church because there's human beings there. And I'm one of the evil ones. I'm a sinner. But I hope you don't not go to the Catholic Church because there are sinners in it. That's what the church is for. As Jesus said, when he was eating with the sinners and the publicans, and they criticized him, he says, look, I've not come to call the righteous. I've come to call the sinners, the sick, those who are in need of healing. So Terry, I appreciate your honesty and your sincerity. And also, when you do go to a Catholic church, realizing you can't receive communion because you're not in full communion. But really, Jesus came to save sinners. And the Catholic Church is a church of sinners. Please come for Jesus' sake, and don't stay away for my sake or others whom you find are not living up to the call we've received.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much.